Atheism. Of the comparison so often made between atheism and idolatry. It seems to me that in the Encyclopedic Dictionary, the opinion of the Jesuit Richomme on atheists and idolaters has not been refuted as strongly as it might have been. Opinion held formerly by St. Thomas, St. Gregory of Nazianze, St. Cyprian and Tertullian, opinion that Arnobius set forth with much force when he said to the pagans, "Do you not blush to reproach us with despising your gods? And is it not much more proper to believe in no god at all than to impute to them infamous actions?" Opinion established long before by Plutarch, who says that he much prefers people to say there is no Plutarch than to say there is an inconstant, choleric, vindictive Plutarch. Opinion strengthened finally by all the effort of Bayle's dialectic. Here is the ground of dispute brought to fairly dazzling light by the Jesuit Richomme and rendered still more plausible by the way Bayle has turned it to account. There are two porters at the door of a house. They are asked, "Can one speak to your master?" "He is not there," answers one. "He is there," answers the other, "but he is busy making counterfeit money, forged contracts, daggers and poisons, to undo those who have but accomplished his purposes." The atheist resembles the first of these porters, the pagan the other. It is clear, therefore, that the pagan offends the deity more gravely than does the atheist. With Father Richomme's and even Bayle's permission, that is not at all the position of the matter. For the first porter to resemble the atheists, he must not say, "My master is not here." He should say, "I have no master. Him whom you claim to be my master does not exist. My comrade is a fool to tell you that he is busy compounding poisons and sharpening daggers to assassinate those who have executed his caprices. No such being..."